The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called on the country's Atomic Energy Organization to make preparations to upgrade uranium enrichment without delay. The call comes against the backdrop of Washington's move to withdraw from the 2015 nuclear agreement and its decision to reinstate nuclear-related sanctions on Tehran. More details in this report.
Thousands of enthusiasts and admirers of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran gathered in southern Tehran to mark the 29th death anniversary of Imam Khomeini. Addressing the massive gathering, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, called for preparations to increase the country's uranium enrichment capacity within the framework stipulated in the 2015 nuclear deal.
موظف است سریعا آمادگی های لازم رو برای رسیدن به 190 هزار سو در چارچوب برجام فعلا در چارچوب برجام مقدمات رو و آمادگی ها رو سریعا فراهم بکنه و برخی مقدمات دیگر را که رئیس جمهور محترم دستور آن را دادند از همین فردا آغاز کند.
Ayatollah Khamenei said the Iranian government and nation will not remain under sanctions and nuclear restrictions at the same time, stressing that such a dream by some European governments will not be realized.
حرف‌های بعضی از دولت‌های اروپایی اینجور برمیاد که اینها توقع دارند ملت ایران هم تحریم‌ها رو تحمل کنه، با تحریم‌ها دست و پنجه نرم کنه و هم از فعالیت هسته‌ای خود که نیاز قطعی آینده کشور است دست بکشه و همین محدودیت‌هایی رو که بر او تحمیل کرده‌اند این محدودیت‌ها رو ادامه بده. من به این دولت‌ها میگم بدانند که این خواب آشفته تعبیر نخواهد شد.
The leader said the sanctions imposed on Iran are aimed at driving a wedge between the Iranian people and the Islamic establishment. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei reiterated the country's principled position on its defense. He described Iran's missile program as an essential component of deterrence and warned the enemies of a tenfold response if they dare to flick a rocket toward Iran.
امروز جوانان ما توانستند به قدرت موشکی اول منطقه تبدیل بشن. دشمن میدانه که اگر یکی بزنه 10 تا میخوره.
The leader called on the nation to remain vigilant in the face of the enemies. Ayatollah Khamenei said that economic, psychological, and practical pressures are three major components Iran's adversaries are using in their plots to strip the nation of its strengths.
Joining us now to discuss this further is Michael Springman. He's a former U.S. diplomat and he joins us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Springman. Now, first of all, what do you make of this comment by the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran when he says that it's a dream if Western countries believe that Iran will tolerate sanctions and at the same time limits its nuclear activities?
Well, he's entirely correct. United States and Europe are pressing Iran and pressing Iran and pushing the country farther and farther into a corner. The United States withdrew from the agreement. In March of this year, the European countries, Germany, France, and Britain, were discussing amongst themselves and with the United States the possibility of putting more restrictions on Iran's missile production as a way of bringing the United States back into the JCPOA, that Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And just on the 4th of June in Germany, German Chancellor Angela Merkel told Bibi Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, that Iran is a threat to Israel's safety, and they were concerned about it. And at the same time, Netanyahu is in Europe. He's going to meet with Macron, the President of France, and possibly with Theresa May of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister. And these all three countries are American client states in Europe. So while the Europeans say, oh, yes, we will support the agreement, we worked at it so long and so hard, At the same time, privately, they were saying, well, let's pile on more restrictions. Let's ignore Israel and its nuclear weapons. Let's ignore Israel and its Jericho and Jericho 2 and 3 missiles that are intercontinental. But let's push Iran further into the corner. I think this is nonsense. And I think that anybody who thinks the Iranians are going to take this lying down are remarkably stupid.
Right. It is a misreading and miscalculation of Iran's own red lines on their part now, isn't it? Where right now this increase in enrichment capacity to 190,000 SWU is a reminder to these Western countries that what is at stake, where Iran still retains the capability of its nuclear activities before the JCPOA.
Well, exactly. Iran is a sovereign state, but the Americans and the Europeans don't seem to think so. They believe that Iran can be treated as if it's the Vatican or Monaco or some fly speck in the Pacific Ocean. I think this is a ridiculous reading of history, of culture, and of reality.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat, joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C.